Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Mel Roach. Batting third. The third baseman, Harry Hannebrink. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Carl Willie. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Walls reaches second base with a double. Dark moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanny Brink fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Crandall scoops up the ball and tags Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Logan moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanny Brink fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanny Brink fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0 for 1 in the game. Roach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 1 in the game. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Out of the reach of Covington. Thompson reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanny Brink fields it and has Thompson trapped. There's the throw to Roach who tags Thompson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 0 in the game. Willie strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crandall scores. Bruton moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roach hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 2 in the game. Hannebrink hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Braves, 3, Cubs, 3. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a line drive towards the mound. Briggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0 for 1 in the game. Willie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Briggs strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roach hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hannebrink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannebrink is 0 for 3 in the game. Hannebrink hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Briggs covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hannebrink settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Logan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-3 in the game. Covington strikes out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Adcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Milwaukee Braves, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.